This is Pastor Jack Wells, Christian Fellowship Church, Denham Springs, Louisiana. We pray that this message is going to be a blessing to you. The title of it is God Revealed.
This way that we became up to meetings for years passed away. And it was after a mutual friend of my wife and I before we even married. And so we felt both to go to that funeral. We did in Albany, Georgia. So we left on Tuesday. We got back Friday. But I asked God, I said, God, help us be a blessing to people. And we ministered to more people and prayed for more people. And God touched more people. Just so we're thankful for what the Lord has done. One lady that my wife knew a long time was sitting at the table with us eating. And she just got passed out. She'd been having problems with it. We prayed and God touched her. And strengthened her immediately. She was able to lift her head and she'd been having problems and went to the doctor. My wife said she called and said you couldn't find nothing wrong with her. So we thank God for what God has done. My wife had prayed for it. And we just knew that God was going to heal her. And God did. And there was others that God touched. So we just thankful, you know, that we can be a blessing not only inside church, but a blessing outside. You need to be real inside. We need to preach about examples. You need to be an example. The Bible said that Jesus, he said he was the light of the world, but he had to go. And he made us lights or examples that others might follow. And people today are looking for somebody living light. Okay, they're going to follow somebody. There's a lot of people out there who want to be in church, but number one, this is in the backside of the desert. That's okay. God's going to reveal it. Amen. And once we get to the live stream, and once we get all the cameras and everything hooked up, which we've got, we just have to get it hooked up and get our website, we're gonna be into a lot of homes. So I want you to keep praying about that. And but I thank God for God's goodness and his love, and God gives me energy, and I'm able to give my testimony just all the way around. And so I'm thankful for that, what God has done. I want to preach a message on God Revealed. God Revealed. And I want to start with 1 John, the second chapter. Would you stand your feet with me? 1 John, the second chapter, in the 27th verse. 1 John 2:27. You can read it behind me here. That amen. That's it. Would you read together with me, please? But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, which means lives in you. You need not that any man teach you. He's not talking about being unteachable, he's talking about the wisdom of the world. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things, it is true, it is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. Let me see. Now, what he's saying, he is saying, even as this anointing, which is the power and the charge of God, people are saved by the anointing of God. People are healed by the anointing of God. There's miracles by the anointing of God. It's the charge of God. The Lord anointed the disciples when they went out with power. They healed the sick, they raised the dead, cast out devils, just like he did, but in his name. And he gives that to every believer. We're not the healer, we're not the deliverer. He is, but he's given us authority through a place that we live in God. God has given us authority to use his name. We're in Christ. We've got the right to use his name. Even every spirit is subject unto us through his name. Every spirit about us is subject to us through his name, through him. But he said, this spirit of truth, this anointing, will teach you and shall live in you. And if you turn to Galatians, the first chapter, the 14th to the 16th verse, Paul speaking here. and profited in the Jewish religion. Paul talking about he profited in Jewish religion. Paul was a Jew, well learned in the law, chief among the Pharisees. He knew the letter of the law. Above many my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the tradition than my father. Paul said, when I was a Jew, when I was a Pharisee, studying under the law, he said, I'm very zealous, more above than my own fathers and those before me. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, now I'm telling you, you are here on purpose. When God separated, before the foundation of the world, God called every human being. Not every human being will listen to the call. Not everybody will serve God. The Bible says the will of God that none should perish, but all come to eternal life. This is the will of God, that nobody dies in sin, but that everybody receives Christ, be saved, and go to heaven. This is the will of God. The scripture speaks about two roads. There is two roads. Jesus speaks to the disciples and to us. He said, one road, many people go there too. The majority of people are going to go that way. And he said, broad is the way. Wide is the gate. Broad is the way. A lot of people go that way. And said, the end is the road to death or hell or destruction. But he said, there is a narrow way. Straight is the way, which means fair, straight, is not just without crooks. It is without crooks, but it means pressing there. It's the word S-T-R-A-I-T, which means a pressing in the Greek. A pressing point. You enter in by pressing. The Bible says you enter the kingdom of God by pressing. And what that means is that when you receive Christ into your heart to life, and you have to for all of sin, come short of the glory of God, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he lives in you. He not only lives in you, but by his Spirit, he wants to teach you how to live right. You can only get that through the Spirit of God. You can't get that because of your intellect. You can't get that because of who you are in this world and how successful you are. That's not the way you get the intellect of God. You get it through way of the Spirit. We'll talk about that more later on. But you have to be born into the kingdom of God. You don't come in because you're religious. Because of the sin issue. We all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. You have to be born into the kingdom of God. And Jesus came and preached. John, the forerunner, that baptized, and he baptized Jesus, baptized many, preached, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus came, the fourth chapter of Matthew, preaching the kingdom of heaven. When the Pharisees said, sure is the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, they were thinking of a natural throne. And Jesus told them, the kingdom of God comes not by observation. You're not going to find a natural throne here yet. You're not going to find a natural king that I'm referring to. But I'm talking about the spiritual. I'm here to restore you back to God. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the only way to the Father, he said. And you cannot be restored. And once you're restored to God, you're restored into the kingdom of God. You have an entrance into the kingdom of God. You're asking God to he becomes your king, you become your subject, to do the will of God. And to know what God wants you to do, God has to reveal it to you. And that's what I want to minister this morning, that God revealed. And we're going to talk about how God revealed. And so, Paul thought he was doing God's service. He even said that in his word. I thought I was doing God because I was preaching the Jewish religion. I was preaching that you have to be under the law and do the things of the law. And Paul persecuted those that believed in Christ. Those who didn't believe in Christ, he persecuted them. Those who were born again, he said those was in the way. And Christ is the way. And he went. And you know the story, how he persecuted them on his way to Damascus. He was very zealous in his religion, not believing that Christ was the Messiah. And I was talking about that this morning. Jesus came first to the Jews. He preached to nothing but the Jews to begin with. He preached to the Jews. The disciples to begin with preached nothing to the Jews, but to the Jews because of what God promised Abraham. And I've said this many times, but go back. What God promised Abraham, that the Jews were going to be his elect, his chosen people. And God doesn't, and that he's going to bless the Jews, and he does not go back on his promise. So God still has to bring that promise to pass. So he came to the Jews first and brought salvation to the Jews first because God promised them first. And then he revealed to Peter that not only the Jews, but also the Gentiles, and whosoever comes to God can be saved. So he pulled down the middle wall of partition between the Jews and the Gentiles, or the partition that kept people from coming to God. See, when he paid the price on Calvary, and he revealed it to Peter that they were to go to the Gentiles also, that salvation was not just for the Jews, but salvation was to all the non-Jews also. All nations that came to Christ could receive him. But Paul could not understand this to begin with. Paul did not believe that Jesus was the Messiah because the Jews misinterpreted, the Jewish leaders misinterpreted the prophets. When the prophets spoke about a kingdom coming in the king, they thought that it would be a natural kingdom upon this earth and that Christ, the Messiah, would rule as a natural king. And they were under the iron rule of the Romans during that time. History tells us that every road leads to Rome because Rome would conquer a city and then Rome would build a road to that city. And so they would conquer all the cities around them and they would put them under their jurisdiction under under the law, under a Roman law. The Jews were looking for a king that would come and would reign and would take them and to supersede the Romans and the law, and they were looking naturally, so they did not understand when Christ came, it was born to them that he was not the Messiah. They didn't think he was the Messiah. But he came to bring a spiritual kingdom first, to restore people back to God, and to reveal the kingdom of God. God came to reveal. Jesus came to reveal the Father. He came to reveal God's way to us, so we might find God, so that God might reveal himself to us. And that's what we're talking about, how God revealed himself to us. So on the road to Damascus, with letters from the chief priests, the high priest there in Jerusalem, that Paul was going to go to Damascus, and all the Christians, those who believed in Christ, that Paul didn't believe that he was the Messiah yet, took them and bound them and would bring them back to Jerusalem to be punished, and many of them put to death. But on the way to Damascus, there was a light that shone, knocked Paul and those who were with him to the ground, and the Lord began to speak to Paul. And Paul, and he said, "Why are you persecuting me?" And Paul said, "Lord, and who are you?" He said, "I am Jesus, whom you persecuted," and he reveals himself because he's the Messiah. He reveals himself to Paul. And so Paul's life has changed, and from that time on, he begins to confront them in the synagogues and to preach Christ and give them understanding of the word that Christ was to come and that Jesus was the Messiah by the word of God. And so that's why Paul is saying that and prophetic in Jewish religion above many of my equals, in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my heart. I was very zealous and kept my religion down to the T. Keeping religion does not save people. You have to know who God has revealed. Amen? And this is what he said. "But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb," he was talking about that, "and called me by his grace." Grace means the power of God, the saving power of God. Because we cannot save ourselves. And because of that, Jesus came and paid the price. God in the flesh came and gave himself for you and I. That's why it's called grace of God. It's unmerited favor. That part came completely from God, and we couldn't even earn it. That's his grace. And Paul said, when God separated my mother's womb, and he said, and called me to his grace, the 16th verse, and explains it why. To reveal his son in me. And I'm going to tell you why you were born into this world, because it's many of people that's been stillborn. Many of babies been stillborn. Many of babies hadn't lived very long and died. I had an older brother that died when he was 6 months old. It was spinal meningitis. They didn't have much treatment during that time. 6 months old. He didn't know what life was really about. You've known of people. And so if you're here now, you're here for a purpose. If you're living in this life, you're living for a purpose because God is the giver of life. Only God. Life came out of God when it breathed into man's nostrils and man became a living soul. Life comes from God. But Paul said, when it was time, I was fervent in my religion. I mean, I went out there and called them people, called themselves holy rollers, and called themselves what they did. That they were following some strange Messiah. And on my way to Damascus, I tell you what, God done a number on me and brought it me, and I fell off my donkey, my horse, my camel, whatever I was riding in during that time. I fell off my face, and God began to speak to me. The Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you persecute. You are fighting against me. You know the story when they had believed by the hand. He was blinded for 3 days, and God sent Ananias, a prophet, to go to him and lay hands upon him, and he might receive his sight and receive the Holy Ghost. Immediately, Paul went from there and began to tell his testimony, and when he began to see Christ, he began to speak to them and try to reveal to them in the temple that the Messiah, Christ, is the Messiah and was the King that God had sent. And they misunderstood the prophet. So Paul, when he understood, when God revealed himself, he said, to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen. Immediately, I conferred not with flesh and blood, but he went on the backside of Arabian desert seeking God, and God revealed his word to him by the Spirit. Now, I'm going to tell you what. A person cannot be born again except God reveals himself to him. Amen? And how is he revealed? Well, the Bible said, how can he hear except a preacher sent? Through the preaching of the word of God, God is revealed. Through Christ walking 2,000 years ago, God was revealed to the people. They did not know the Father. I've taught that. They did not know the Father until Christ came, the very express image of the Father. Everything he was the Father. He revealed him. Every likeness, his gentleness, his goodness, his kindness, long-suffering, his love, his peace, everything about him was God. And so he's revealing. And the provider of taking 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread and feeding the multitude, 5,000 men only, probably 20,000 people, counting the women and the children, and then coming back with 12 basket loaves of bread. God performed a miracle. He's showing who God is and how much God cares for people. Okay? We talked about that part, but he reveals it. Now God reveals himself to individuals. Through the preaching of the word, God reveals himself. By word of the Spirit, God reveals himself and makes himself known. I was such religion 14 years of my life. I was dying in the wool in that religion. I don't even look. We went to church. Okay? I went in church with a headache and I come out of church with a headache. I did. I'm not putting anything down. It's the truth. I didn't feel the presence of God. I've never felt the presence of God there one time. It made me doubt God. I remember one time walking home from church. We probably lived about a half a mile or so. And I was thinking, I wonder if God's real. But God hadn't been revealed to me yet until I heard the preaching of the gospel of the cross. When I heard the preaching of the gospel, he revealed, and I believed upon him. And when people begin to preach that to my home prayer meeting, I begin to feel the presence of God for the first time. I felt something was in that house. I felt a peace, a joy. I wanted to come back all the time, and not just once a month. Because I could feel the presence of God, and that's what convinced me was the presence of God was so real. A young couple some years back, must have been around 2006, 2007, I was preaching revival in Brooksville, Florida. And this couple, I went to the house. This young man has never been to church. Never. He said, never been to church, didn't know nothing about God. And, you know, he just had a different philosophy of who God was, religion, and so forth and so on. And I sat down and taught him the scripture. And all of a sudden, a light went on in him. And he began to understand as God begins to reveal to him. The Bible said after Jesus was crucified, rose again, he appeared before many, among many, in that new form. And two of them appeared was two men of Emmaus that was coming back from Jerusalem. There was a great commotion after the crucifixion of Christ. And they were talking one with another, and Jesus appeared to them, and they didn't know who he was, and began to walk with him. And so we acted like he didn't know what was going on, and they were troubled. He said, what are you, and I'm just perfect, what are you troubled about? Well, the commotion in Jerusalem, this Jesus, you know, that was crucified. And Jesus began to talk with them, and they were fixing to go to the town of Emmaus, and Jesus acted like he was going to pass by. They said, come to our house. Why don't you come with us? They wanted to get. They were hungry. When you're hungry for God, God will reveal himself to you. If you open up, you've got a will. You've got to open that will to God. I was thinking about this. You know, you can talk to people even today. It's discouraging when you talk to people. And, you know, they tell you, well, I'm this religion. Or whatever my preacher says, or whatever they do, that's what I am. You know, and the Lord has not been revealed to them. And the hardest people to reach is religious people that really doesn't know God. When I say religious, I'm talking, we all go by a religion. But if you don't have Christ, it does no good. You're not saved through religion. And again, there's no religion that's registered in heaven. Only Christ and those that come through the blood. And so, you know, going back, when I talked to this young man, and God began to reveal himself, he got hungry. I said, I'm going to tell you, you receive Christ into your heart, you're going to feel something. When Christ comes in, you're going to feel something. They came to church, during the altar call, he came to the altar, and when he came to the altar, went to pray for him, he said, I feel what you've been talking about. He felt the presence of God. God revealed himself because he believed upon Christ and he opened his heart to salvation. He agreed. There's none of us here that been born to heaven without being born again, without being cleansed by the blood of Christ. No matter how good you are, how good you are to people, you're not saved by your works, the Bible says, but you're saved by the grace of God through faith. That not of yourself. Ephesians 2:8. Put that on there, please, bud. Ephesians 2:8, would you put that on there? Ephesians 2:8. He said, we're saved by grace, or you're saved through faith. That not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works as any man should boast. It's not a work. Salvation is not a work. It is a gift of God. Now, your works count for you, and they become reward in heaven, and place in heaven, position in heaven. But your works is not what saves you. The blood of Jesus saves you. You enter in through the perfect sacrifice that God sent. It's the only sacrifice that God has sent. There's not many ways to God. There's only one way. That's why Jesus came, to reveal the Father. He came to reveal the kingdom of God. And so Paul said, when he was separated from his mother's womb, called me by his grace to reveal his son in me. This is the will of God, that everyone in the world hear the gospel. This is the will of God, that it be preached to the whole world, that they hear the gospel. And in the book of Romans, the first chapter, 16th verse, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God and the salvation. It will save you only through the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God and salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, for therein, in what? The gospel of Christ is the righteousness of God revealed. He will reveal to you how to live right. He will reveal to you what to do through the gospel of Christ. As you open your heart to God, God will reveal himself to you, which will he'll make himself plain to you. You know, the devil used to say to people, you come. Well, I don't understand all the word. I don't either. There's hardly anybody that understands all the word. But we can't understand salvation. And we can study to show ourselves proven to God, a workman he's not ashamed, right to divide the word of truth. And I'm going to tell you, when this anointing comes from you, you need not that the wisdom of the world teach you. Read 1 John 2:27. What you're saying, because the Spirit will reveal to you, this anointing of the Spirit will reveal to you the things of God. Any person can be saved. God will go beyond the lack of intimate. How intimate? We're up to date now. God will go beyond the lack of intellect. Got it right now. Amen. I had you on the computer there for me. Intellect. He goes beyond intellect. When we were pastoring some years ago in Franklin, and I've told this, but he's not had to go for a while. The man that actually taught some of our Sunday school at one time, lived across the street. He had three retarded children, mentally lacking children, handicapped children. Now, I mean, they could do housework and do things like that, but they couldn't really think for themselves to show. And so, how do you make them understand Christ? They don't understand everything you're preaching. To them, you know, just words they don't understand. But you know what? I found them at the altar, crying out to God. You know why? Because God revealed himself to them. And they're lacking, God revealed himself to them. His wife's sister was also mentally handicapped. And she had a bad habit in her life. She needed deliverance. And how do you tell somebody, you know, what you did snuff? How do you tell somebody, you know, that something will defile your temple, will defile your palm tree, or whatever. How do you tell somebody that can't understand? I began to pray. So one time I was over there, and you know, I'm always picking on people and start picking on them about something about that, actually. Something about eating chocolate or something. I don't know what it was written. But anyway. And you know, her sister told me, she said, she'd been delivered of that a long time. God revealed it. Even though she didn't have the right intellect, God revealed himself. And I'm going to tell you, he reveals himself to the most simple. God reveals himself. Because they don't understand words, a lot of words, but God revealed himself through the Spirit. Now that's the way God does it. Through the preaching of the word, God reveals himself to us. And you say, Brother Wells, that you know, I'm mentally handicapped, and that's the only way God will, I can see it. It might be open. Don't go off. Well, let me tell you what. God reveals himself to people that's hungry for God. He said, whosoever will, which means make a choice to God, let him come and receive. You know the story of the third chapter, 6 John. He told a very religious man about his religion. He was a Jew also, a ruler among the Jews, Nicodemus. He came to Jesus and told him, Rabbi, we know that our teacher comes from God. He's saying, I believe you're the Messiah. And he told him, he said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. You believe in your religion. You say I'm the Messiah, but you have to be born again. You have to be born, even though you're religious, you have to receive me into your heart and life. You have to repent like everybody else. You must be born again. You're not seeing the entrance of the kingdom of God until you're born again. You see? So, I'm going to tell you, when the grace of God revealed himself to Paul, because Paul was completely opposite of God. He preached against Christ. He actually preached against Christ and told everybody that he was a fraud. Because he was not the Messiah. He was very fervent. He made Christians blaspheme God. What did he say? Of course, that was done ignorantly, and I'm sure that God forgave that, but tortured them in such a way. And he even gave authority to put them to death. But I tell you, on that day of Damascus, God turned his world upside down and said, when it was time for God to reveal himself to me. And I'm going to tell you, this is God's time to reveal himself to you this morning if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, and to further reveal himself to those who don't say. You get stagnant in what you're doing for God. You get stagnant in serving God. You can. You can think, well, you know, I've done everything I'm supposed to. Let's say, the Holy Ghost, you know, and God used me here, God used me there. That's all that God expects. It's not the truth. If you live in the Spirit, if you're born again, walk in the Spirit, you're continuing after God. I'm learning more today than I did when I first began, or in the middle of that journey. I'm learning this more I don't know. The more you learn about God, the more you don't know. I feel present with God more today and closer to God than I was when I first began, when I first got saved. Some people can only go back when they were saved and say, Lord, God give me an experience. Well, the scripture says the path of the just will go brighter and brighter. And if our path is not going right, there's something that's missing in our lives. And the missing is called seeking. You're going to open your understanding. The Word of God opens your understanding that there is a lot more that you've not received. There's a lot more that God wants to reveal in you. I'm praying more and more that I can personally walk with Him, that God will allow me to work more with Him. I want him to reveal more of himself to me. I do. I want that. And to do that, I have to seek his face. And God wants to reveal more to me. I'm not going to say, well, praise God, I have preached probably 10, maybe hundreds of thousands of messages over the years. I tell you, I've seen signs and wonders. I've seen everything. I'd be lying if I did. And that would not be truth, and I would not grow in God because I closed my spirit. And my spirit is no longer a willing spirit. It's unset itself. And I go, and I cannot be anything better to others. God cannot use me greater to others and to more people. There's some people now, even ministers, that have such a hard spirit. I mean, they have a hard spirit. You're going to preach and you can hear the hardness. There's like a bitterness in them. And the reason why it's a bitterness is because when you're going to preach the gospel, or you're going to live for God as a Christian, you're going to have some opposition. Jesus said that. You're going to have some offenses and people are going to offend you. But if you're not following God daily, then the offenses put wounds in you. And it puts unforgiveness in you. And when you go to witness to people, you witness with that attitude, or you go to preach, you preach after that attitude. You always defend yourself, and you preach after that attitude. Because the bitterness inside of you. Because you go, but so-and-so done this, and I was right. So what? The Bible said for us to take wrong. the scripture. That's what he said. Forbear. He said, forbear wrong. You being wrong, isn't it a lot better for you being able to reach somebody for God? That's why you need to be careful. Even what you say in businesses, you need to be careful. There is a way of doing business. But if you can be harsh and ugly to people, you don't know if God doesn't want to use you to win that businessman or that businesswoman. I felt a predicament some years ago when somebody went in to give a bad attitude to his furniture, the people that own the furniture. And I went there and I just prayed that God would just shut mouth. Let me talk, and God did. This person could say nothing. And I went there, and that man told me, don't you ever come in here again because of what somebody else said. Don't you ever come in here again. And I was very kind with him. And I thought, why? What did I do? And I knew words to say. And I went back and I sat down and talked gently to that man. We can talk to him about the Lord. And I said, I'm going to pray for your business, that God's going to bless your business. I'm going to pray for it for him. I'm going to pray for you, pray for him. And his attitude is completely different. Now that could bend that man to God, or those words could send him to hell without never knowing God and never God could reveal to him. It does make a difference. Your attitude makes a difference with whom you deal with. And I said, amen. That's the truth. Why? It's getting good, doesn't it? Why? Yeah. It does make a difference to be real. People look at something real. Sometimes the only book that they can see is through you and I. There's so much that have people have failed God, so many churches preach so many things that's not of God. When people are looking for real things, they can look for somebody the same today and tomorrow and always be the same. I'm not going to follow people that's up and down. And everybody's going to follow somebody. You say, oh, I don't follow anybody. You do. You follow somebody. Everybody follows somebody. Your kids follow somebody. You're going to follow somebody. You're going to do that. That's what life is about. You're going to do that. But follow me, Paul said, follow me as a follower of Christ. He said, not long ago. So he said, to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, among the sinners. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. He went back to the desert to sought God, and God began to reveal himself to Paul further. See, Paul didn't stop the salvation, but Paul continued in God. That's a place you've never been in God. That's a place I've never been in God. That's the presence of God that I've never felt. There's a depthness of the presence of God that I've never felt. There's a depthness of the sweetness of God I've never felt. I've felt some of it. And I love it. But that's a place you've never felt before. You're not complete even though you see the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the guide in the truth. It's not the end of the truth. It's a guide. Continuing. All of our knowledge put together, without Christ we're nothing. All of our knowledge put together. I want God to use me. In order for God to use me, I have to keep seeking God so His Spirit will reveal righteousness to me, so His Spirit will reveal truth to me, that I walk in truth. Walk in the ways of the way. Would you stand to your feet? Amen. Praise the Lord. If you just love the Lord right now, thank you for His word. Thank you for His word. Thank you. Thank you for your word, for your love, for revealing yourself this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. Maybe one day this place will be full of people. I'm telling you. And I believe it's going to help when we start live streaming. We're going to want to be let them know that we're here with the Word of God. We praise to God and that the Lord has lifted up. Amen. The Lord has lifted up. Would you bother me to involve the board of the Empire? You have to be born again. You have to be saved. Every one of us, not by our goodness, but by the goodness of God, is saved. Every one of us has to repent before God and pray that the Lord will come into our heart and our life. And I'm making an invitation right now. I hope you pray. Make an invitation. You said, I want to receive Jesus Christ into my heart and my life. I want to be saved. I want to make heaven my home. And I pray through the Word of God that God revealed Himself to you this morning. And that you will come. And I'll pray to you. And the Lord will come into your heart. The Bible said, oh, one sinner comes to God, the angels rejoice before the Father. And your name will be, a new name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You will receive eternal life. When you leave this world here, you will live forever and ever and ever. You'll never die. You'll never see a devil's hell. But you'll never die. You'll be in the presence of God, the loved ones in His presence. Forever and ever and ever. You know, they're just commercials used imaginary things. This thing not so like Superman. It's not Superman. You know that. He's super powerful. But they're not. They're about the aliens, a spaceship. They're not. But God reveals Himself. That's the truth. God reveals Himself. It talks about the power of God. That's the truth. There is more power than all of that in God. And I'm going to ask for every head bowed, eyes closed, and don't look around. Just say, I want to receive Jesus into my heart this morning. I want to be saved. I want to be born again. Will you come? And I want to say to God a prayer. Father, I pray for every person in this place. Every one of us has to go this way from the cross. If they have not received you as the Lord and Savior yet, I pray that you would deal with them and count, Lord, forward. If they might receive you into their hearts, their life to be born again. In the name of Jesus.